Okay, well, good morning. Happy to be here. I'm a national program leader at NIFA, and I'd like to talk to you about some who we are, how you might get some information about us, and then specifically some specific programs that are funding opportunities for you. And I hear that there's another session going on, not to chase anybody out of the room, but there's another session by Shavonda Jacobs-Young, who's the acting undersecretary, who doesn't have any money to give out, because we have it all, but she's giving the session. So maybe I can tell you some things, because you're here, that she would have directed you to anyway. So like everybody else, we have a mission statement, and I'm going to try to put USDA in just a little perspective for you. We have a mission statement and a vision statement, but essentially, we're the extramural research branch of USDA. So most of you know ARS scientists, they have labs, and they have a budget, and they do research. And they're the intramural part of USDA. We're the extramural part. We're the funding opportunity source for land-grant universities and other eligible institutions. And in some cases, ARS scientists are eligible. And we fund research, education, extension programs, and that's essentially all NIFA does. We are a funding opportunity organization for U.S. Agriculture. She's trying to shut that door back there, but she's right there.
Doesn't work?
Thank you.
Oh, she got it.
Yay.
Okay, so we do have the primary mission to advance food and agricultural sciences, and research, education, outreach, extension. They've been sort of the cornerstones of our program for years. We became NIFA a number of years, just recently, a few years ago. It's been 7 or 8 years ago now. We were Cooperative State Research, Education, Extension, and the history goes back before then. But the mission's always remained the same. And the idea is that we're working on these three components, research, education, extension, so that we can take discovery, you know, get that to be translated and end up with some innovative solutions that are actually used by people to address their problems. So Sunny Ramaswamy, some of you may know, a lot of people know Sunny. He was our political appointee, the first political appointee, because when NIFA became NIFA, we got a political appointee, not an administrator. So Shavonda, again, who's speaking in the other room, she is the administrator of ARS. She's a federal employee. And we had a federal employee who was our administrator. When we became NIFA, we got a political appointee who could only serve for a term, a six-year term. Sonny just left in May. Tom Schanauer from ARS is acting while the administration is looking for a replacement for him. Not to bore you with charts, but, you know, USDA is big. And people sometimes ask me, oh, do you know so-and-so? And I say, well, I have no idea who you're talking about. I was in the military also, and they say the same thing. You know, I was in the Navy. Oh, do you know so-and-so? I knew somebody was in the Navy. I said, well, there's no way I would ever know this person, probably. But we're on the, in that box, this is where Shavonda and, you know, NIFA, this is where we are, all the, our action is. So this is the undersecretary for REE, that's responsible for our Agricultural Research Service, NIFA, Economic Research Service, and the National Agricultural Statistics Service. So Shavonda Jacobs-Young, speaking in the other room, she's the administrator of ARS right now. She's the acting undersecretary, and she's the acting chief scientist. Because when NIFA was created, they also made a chief scientist for the undersecretary. So we're also looking for an undersecretary. So Shavonda's got three hats she's wearing. And again, we're sister organization with ARS, ERS, and NAS. And our programs, I'm not going to talk about all these by any stretch, but our programs do span a very wide area across all of our programs, across all of our institutes. And I'm going to focus, you know, today on things that I think you might be interested in. Very specifically as opposed to some of the others. Again, another chart, and I don't want to bore you with the details of the chart to say, I've got a handout here I'm going to give out when I finish speaking before we start having our discussion. If you get into a discussion with one specific national program leader, and we have about 65 across our whole program, they are not all in the same place. And so you just have to realize, like in any organization, you know, they may be sitting in one place, and you may not expect that they might be where you might think them to be the way we've organized ourselves. For example, nanotechnology is really covered under our Institute of Food Safety and Nutrition, because that's where the national program leader is who deals with nanotechnology. And we do have four institutes, again, created when NIFA was created: Bioenergy, Climate, Environment, Food Production Sustainability, which is the largest, which is where I am, Food Safety Nutrition, and Youth, Family, and Communities. There's a very small Center for International Programs, but it is very small. So we've been asked many times, well, what's the budget, what's the whole pie? And in round numbers, it's about $1.59 billion is our budget. You can see that much of it's in research and education. There's a fairly large chunk for extension, a little slice that's directed as integrated from Congress. There is more integrated than just that slice, but that piece is specifically dictated by Congress. And there's a piece that's Farm Bill mandatory monies, like Specialty Crop Research Initiative and Beginning Farmer and Ranchers. And we've been using the term science emphasis areas a lot more lately. And again, I'm not going to read all of these to you, but just showing the variety of programs we have. The one, of course, that's the largest is Sustainable Ag Production Systems. And that's covered by the institute that I'm in. So our institute covers about half of the funding, competitive funding for NIFA. Now, as an aside, of our $1.59 billion, we have capacity money, formula money that's been around for many years. It goes to institutions so they have a capacity to do certain work, patch funds, Smith-Lever funds. Half of our money from Congress is capacity funds, and they're critical to help maintain the infrastructure and institutions, the buildings, the faculty. I've got one of my colleagues I've known for years said, well, I don't see any of that money. And she didn't realize that the reason that her institution had a bed bug program was because there's capacity money that's filtering its way and that actually is supporting her. That capacity money didn't exist. Certain institutions would not have the faculty that they do, because Hatch and all these other programs pay for that. So half of our money is handling capacity money. I'm working on Hatch multi-state money right now. It's $59 million. Hatch is $200 and some million. It's a lot of money. Not as much as maybe everybody would like, but it's a very important component. This is in the competitive piece, and there's still a large amount in ag, sustainable ag production systems. There's lots of ways you can try to keep up with our funding. I have to say that we do not have a set schedule. When RFAs come out, as you probably all know, the schedule gets to be what it is for a whole variety of reasons, not the least of which is that you can think of NIFA money in two pots. An additional way is that some money we get from Congress has to be spent in the fiscal year that it's given to us, and that's the programs I'm involved with. So we have a September 30th coming up, so I have programs that are not finished yet, and all those awards need to be made by September 30th. Well, I had to get the RFA out in time enough to have a panel and applications and so forth. AFRI, which is one of our biggest programs, AFRI has, it's called No Year Money. The money is good for more than 1 year. So they tend to have RFAs come out when they have large RFAs come out that it takes a little longer to write them, and then they tend to have panels and requests for applications and panels spread out. So people ask us, well, how can we keep up with funding? Well, there's a couple of ways: by reading our website, going into grants.gov, and here's a couple suggestions that, may help you navigate around when people are asking, well, what do you fund, and have you ever funded anything like that before? one of which on our new website is what Circle is called the Data Gateway. It's just our database. It was the old CRIS system, Current Research Information System, and the Data Gateway is taking that over. So you can just go into the Data Gateway and put in a term. If you want to know, you know, has anything been done on aphids, you know, at NIFA, and you put the term aphids in, the Data Gateway will pull up all the projects that have any kind of association with aphids. So the Data Gateway on the home page, the front page, is a good way to start to see, you know, what you've got. About back to the funding opportunities, you can go onto our webpage, and I'll show you a picture in a minute. There's a section for grants. There's also a link on the homepage to a list, just a list of applications. So it's a total list of the applications. So you can look at one or the other. And you can go to grants.gov, and I'll show you a picture of this. And you can sign up in grants.gov if you know the right number for the program for grants.gov to notify you by email if that RFA has come out. So this is just our URL for their website. You can just, of course, Google NIFA. This is the funding opportunity section. It's a little washed out, but you can just put a few words in for a grant. I'm involved with crop protection. You can just put in crop protection, and it'll pull it up. Of course, it'll tell you whether the RFA is closed or whether it has a submission date, and you can know right away whether. And we do have some new subscription services, press releases, you know, emails, and you can go into our website and sign up for those subscription services. And those, you know, do also tend to put notices in when things are released. And this is the page in grants.gov for managing subscriptions. And again, it's a little hard to see, but you can get these custom email notifications through grants.gov. So if there's some program you absolutely don't want to miss, you can go into grants.gov, put the codes in, and you'll get an email as soon as it hits grants.gov. And of course, grants.gov is the official place you have to go to make the linkage to put the application in. Our website is just giving you information about it and the link to grants.gov. And this is just an example. There's different codes. You see that 10310, 10212. They're specific codes. So they're on the RFA also. So you can find those codes pretty easily. So let's talk a little bit about some programs that you may be interested in. Again, AFRI is our largest competitive program. AFRI now has three major focuses and three RFAs. One is a foundational applied science RFA. One that just came out this year for the first time is called SAS, Sustainable Agricultural Systems. Very large integrated projects that address major outcomes for agricultural systems. And then we have education workforce development. I'll get to other competitive programs momentarily. So if you were interested in professional development for secondary school teachers, education professionals, you could talk to Dr. LeBeau. Research and extension experiences for undergraduates, Dr. Zuckerman. NIFA pre-doc and post-doc, Ray Alley. And I always bring these up because whatever subspecialty you're in, there is an AFRI RFA that covers these, and there you might as well have your students apply for these programs to fund their education because somebody else is going to apply. If you don't apply, somebody else will. Now, in AFRI, there's many parts of the foundational program. One that probably is of interest to people is pest and beneficial species and ag systems, Mary Purcell. There may be others there that cover physiology of plants, pollinator health, Mary Purcell. Critical ag research and extension care is if you have a critical issue that is ready to be moved into extension, this is a new program, it's only been around 3 years, you can apply for an ex- integrated research extension project to move some issue out into the field. Exploratory is a research area. There's nowhere else at NIFA you can apply. This is an idea that is totally unique, never been researched before, and you want to try it. That one just is a kind of on a rolling basis. You can send in letters of intent. Those last two, number 6 and 7, CARE and exploratory, were created in the last couple of years because people didn't feel they had a way in our programs to do those two kinds of things. This is sustainable ag systems. I'm not going to eat up my time on it. These are very large projects, $10 million each. Letters of requirement, letters of intent were required. They just came in. We've just been responding to them. And applications to those have to address one of these 25-year goals, like increasing agricultural productivity 1.5 to 2%. We talk about measures, progress measures. I mean, these have been some of the most specific that NIFA has ever put out. Quickly, to non-AFRI competitive programs, crop protection, pest management is my program. Organic research and extension is Matt Guaggio, one of your members, who just got a fellow's designation this year. Organic transition program, Matt also has. Methyl bromide transition is specifically for commodities affected by methyl bromide loss. SCRI, Specialty Crop Research Initiative, Tom Buick, runs that program, $50 million for specialty crops, very applied. There's a special citrus program that Tom also runs. And in Small Business Innovative Research, SBIR, is though when something is at the point where a company wants to commercialize it, there are ways you can apply for money, phase one and phase two money, to help the company make that transition. SARE is money that some of you may be familiar with, and the regional IPM centers. We fund SARE, we fund the IPM centers. They both have regional grants programs that they run themselves within their regions. Some might refer to them as seed grants, but it's a source of funding for projects when someone's starting out or trying to get some basic initial data. And Joe is involved with the Southern IPM Center, and maybe we'll speak to that, or you could ask questions to him about that. And I'm going to, how's my time? Okay. I'm going to stop here. This is SCRI. When Congress gives us our money, there's a little bit sliced off, a teeny amount sliced off that goes into our Small Business Innovative Research Program. These are plant-related programs that we have, forest and related resources, plant production and protection biology, plant production and protection engineering, biofuels, and bio-based products. So if you were at an institution and a company you were working with wanted funds to move that technology along, SBRI would be a place to apply. I'm going to stop there. This is repeating what I said before, so it's a good place to start. On this sheet, let me just say there's